This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Got to say it again. You are winning. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. You're not winning just because you're listening to me, though that is a win. In the win column. No, you're winning because you are obviously conservative, or you want to understand conservatism the way that it's been defined, the way that it should be, right versus wrong. I had conversations over the past week with many people where I said, I don't care. Take away the R's and the D's. You know what I stand for? Right and wrong. End of story. And you know what? I get caught up in wrong. So do you. Because we are failed Christians, failed human beings, failed Jews, failed whatever. That you know what we do? We recognize our failures. We recognize when we do things wrong and we say, you know what? I'll correct it. I'll live it differently. I'll do it differently. And that's okay. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to hurt people in your lives. You know what? Go make amends. Struggling with a child, struggling with a friend, whatever. Struggling at the job, need to change your attitude about something, do it. But don't blame. Don't blame the Russians. Don't blame Comey. Don't blame some right, vast right-wing conspiracy or left-wing conspiracy in your case. Blame yourself. Go look in the mirror and go, you know what? I can make some changes. I can do better. You're struggling with an addiction. You're struggling with, you know, financial catastrophe, whatever. Face it. Go look in the mirror and say, I created that. I did it. You know what?
Well, I was giving money to my kid who's a crackhead.
Well, stop doing that. Pretty simple. Address it. That's how life is. We all have to reassess constantly. But you know what? It is that separates you from these sodomites that call themselves progressives. You will address it. You won't look for scapegoats. You understand the problem. Yeah, many times I talk to conservatives and they say a problem and you go, you know why that's happening? They go, yeah, I know. And you go, what are you going to, well, Kevin. They don't go,
well, I mean, Kevin, yeah, I know what they're talking about and I know it makes sense, but the Russians,
they don't do that. They just fix it. They go, you know what? You're right. I don't know who it's going to take to wake you up to your problem. Hopefully you do it yourself. That's the growth that occurs in you. You finally go, you know what? I've been doing the same thing. It's repetitive, and I'm not getting ahead. What should happen here? Should the world change around me, Copernicus? No! Oh, man. You got to do the right thing. That's what being a conservative is about. If Barack Obama were doing the things that Donald Trump was doing, I know you guys there are people out there that won't believe this. I would be saying, I would be going, dude, rock star, where'd they find this Negro? Are you kidding me? That's what I'd be saying. I'd be like, I hope he has more kids. You know, I mean, this is rock star status when you start saving jobs. And doing all these other, I mean, our foreign policy, come on. Seriously? Donald Trump's, I'm not saying it's an A, but it's a B minus. And I believe it'll be an A eventually. Because I think Donald Trump understands our economy and how to use that as leverage. He's got Kim Jong-un running. The Iranian nuke program is on notice, whether they know it or not. By the way, I will be over talking to the Iranian resistance. And later this week in France, and I'm looking forward to meeting these people that set up what I call the Tea Party of the Iran, exposing the Iran nuclear nuclear issues and stuff. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. Anyway, all I'm saying is this: it's right versus wrong, and you're winning. And a friend she's certainly a friend now. Julie sent me a note. And she had written a piece, and she says, Kevin, here's when I exited from the Democrats. She called it Dim Exit. But she says, here's what my thought process was. And I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. But she says, Dems are actually veering closer and closer in my mind to being the bad guys. They're a bunch of false flaggers. They don't take responsibility, won't admit they need the change. They're petty, narrow-minded, small tent, rude, hostile, bitter, and dumb. This is a woman who's highly educated, who lived the life of the Democrats for years, said, you know what, they can do no wrong. The Republicans and the conservatives are wrong. The Democrats are right. They want to do right by people, etc. And she now calls them small tent, rude, hostile, bitter, and dumb. She says, looking at 2020 candidates who are incarnates of who they looked at in 2016, and look at how that turned out. They conduct, quote, unity tours and talk about progressive values. They try to convince people they're grown-ups in the room, all the while singing stupid crap on the House floor. Dems did at one time have a brand. They supposedly stood up for the little guy, were big on social policies that helped the poor and the downtrodden, like economic equality, equality for women, and all those other positive things. Now all they have is an urge to break stuff, not build it. Blanket obstruction only works when there's a goal and organization, and at this point, I'd be shocked if the Democratic Party as it stands could organize a one-car funeral. I was duped for a long time by the hype that the Dems stood for what I stood for. This is Julie writing this. My disgust at what they actually do stand for and who they and what they are willing to back at all costs led to my demexit and vote for Trump. And there's one more thing. Goodbye, 500 more Facebook friends. I still have no regrets about demexiting or voting for Trump. It's what the Dems deserve. It's what they will continue to deserve since introspection isn't their thing. They aren't here to help us. This is a hardcore Democrat that says I've seen enough. Now, does she get everything that is about conservatism? No. I can read it and see that she's still got some, you know, tentacles hanging over. Hope that the Democrats really are who they say. Let me tell you, everything she described, social justice, all these things, can be summed up with the Republicans. Who fought to get black people their freedom and their civil rights? Republicans. That is the definition of social justice. Republicans, as much as they want to tell you that we care about, you know, negatively about gays, we don't. We care that there's no special treatment of gays, but you better treat them humanely. Because why would we allow you to kill somebody or to demean somebody because of their sexuality? That's ridiculous. Any more than it is because you found out they got a drinking problem. So, you know, look, we can look at these things objectively. That is what we've got to get out as our message. And these people are waiting to hear it. They want to hear that we're willing to come out there and fight for them and take over this idea of social justice not being in the purview of Democrats. That is a lie. The Democrats care nothing about social justice. They get more people killed every year than ISIS. Lots to talk about today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We got a ton to discuss. There's the potential for a new Supreme Court appointee by Donald Trump, and I tell you, there's a potential for quite a few. The court is going to change dramatically. Federal courts, lower level courts, are changing, and it's amazing to watch. Donald Trump is going to, like I said, this was one of these presidencies that we had to win. The most important election of our time. And we'll get more into that stuff. But anyway, that's part of it. Big week in healthcare, as we know. And I saw a thing that said, from CNN, that said Republicans are jittery about getting healthcare passed. Maybe, maybe not. We'll talk a little bit about it. I mentioned earlier that wouldn't it be great to be in the position that Donald Trump is, where premiums soared, he has exchanges where nobody's even on them that cost millions, if not billions of dollars. It's just been a complete... You know, if Barack Obama's name wasn't on Obamacare, if it wasn't his, if it belonged to George Bush, the Democrats would be screaming to dismantle it. But Trump will get it dismantled, and those rates will start to drop, and the Democrats will have dug yet another deep hole for themselves. Congratulations. I do want to cover some pop culture stuff that happened recently, and we'll get into that too. But I want to, and actually I guess maybe we are doing that now, because I want to start by talking about a lady that I saw this thing. Melissa sent this article to me, and I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. And all I could tell you when I saw it was, boy, the can of worms that leftists opened up. Because they now allow people to choose their ethnicity. The Rachel Dolezals of the world, the Sean Kings. They say, well, if she feels black, she is black. Elizabeth Warren, if she feels Indian, she is Indian. If she drove by a place, if she thought for whatever reason that she was this ethnicity, then she is. Okay, great. Let me tell you. Invest in Ancestry.com, where they do the DNA. Invest in that, because there's going to come a point where people have to declare, here's who I am, because the way government has segmented society, you're not going to be able to say, oh yeah, I want reparations if you can't prove that you are 51% black or whatever, because it's become a joke. Now you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Rachel Dolezals and the Sean Kings that have sprung up all over the world, not just in America, folks. That was only the beginning. And what's funny about the people that take on these characteristics of black culture, they do better. Rachel Dolezal, up until the time she got caught, she lived life better as a black chick than she would have as a white chick. That fraudulent black chick. Sean King, still fronting as a black dude, writes, he's got a good gig writing for the New York Daily News or something like that. Everything that comes out that's, you know, where a black man did say, he's, oh, the black people are getting oppressed. That black man's oppressed. Because of leftists, white people can now be black. And I warned of this in my book, Race Pimping, when I jokingly said, white is the new black, black is the old white, whatever. In other words, when you take whatever color you want, if you want to be a race pimp, pretend to be black. I'm Mexican. No, I'm not. I'm black. My name is Hector Gonzalez. Now I'm changing it to Rafa, you know, Rafer Jackson. And now you're in the mix. You're a white dude and you want to be black? Pretend. Just tell people, I'm down with the cause. And boom, there you go. You are now a social justice warrior ready to go. That's what race pimping is about, ironically. And then this story that I found about this, that, again, Melissa sent me this article about Martina Adams, is the one that blows my doors off. And here's what they write in Yahoo. Evidently, the transracial desperation, truly a puzzling mindset in and of itself, is real out in these streets. Shout out to Rachel Dolezal for setting the precedent for people to swap out privilege for their birth skin affords them and slip into minority races like a shiny new outfit. Perhaps now would be a good time as any to connect with her sister in trans race, Martina Adams, a German woman and, quote, aspiring model who has turned heads all the way across the pond. You got to see this woman. She's not an unattractive woman, you know, decent body, white lady. I'm talking fish belly white, all right? And I'm telling you, she goes completely anti-Michael Jackson and decides, I'm going dark. And I'm talking Mocha Chocolata Yaya black, Miles Davis black. This chick is now getting injections that increase the melanin in her skin. And I joke with you not, she's four shades darker than I am. She makes George, what's his name? The guy that used to do the commercials? Hamilton. You guys don't know who he is. You're too young. George Hamilton. The tanned white dude, you know what I'm talking about. George Hamilton looks like a bar of ivory soap compared to this woman. I'm telling you, she is dark. And she's, I think she's trying to have the biggest breast in the UK. She's from Germany. But she wants to have the biggest breast in Europe. So she's, you know, getting these, huge silicone. I'm talking about, you stick your arms out as far as you can and just hold them out there like that. That would be you holding her breast, okay? So she's going for that. She's gotten lip injections that make her look like a clown. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. So, long story short, this woman wants to be, she wants to start off, she wants to be black. They say, here's what they write about. What started off as an intense tanning project earlier this year became a full claim of a fetishized new identity. My transformation to a black woman continues, she wrote in May. I already bought me beautiful long black natural hair with afro curls. Soon I let my blonde hair color change into black and get African curls into my hair. Then comes the hair extensions with African natural hair. After that, I have an appointment with my surgeon. What Dolezal did pales in comparison. You get the joke? This woman went from being, guys, I'm not exaggerating this, whiter than your piece of paper. She was white. And again, not a bad looking woman, nothing to write home about, but not bad looking. Now she's black and with these huge breasts, and I'm talking like a caricature of blacks. Thick lips, the hair, she's getting the hair done, and it is a joke. It is a joke. At least with Rachel Dolezal, honestly, I thought she actually looked cuter when she did her hair like that and tried to pretend to be black and tanned up. This chick looks like a clown. But that's what's been started. Now, you won't know the racial identity of people unless you say, I'd like to see your DNA. That's the only way. And just think, I'm telling you, this lady is taking injections that affect the production of melanin in her skin. She's not getting tan. She's getting dark. This is her color all over her body. I can't imagine this can be good for her. And anyway, they're going to find out that it's bad news. It'll give you cancer, skin cancer. But that's how sick society has become because of the racially charged society we lived in, to where people go, I no longer want to be white. I want to be black.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Democrats are in trouble. You are winning big. Congratulate yourselves. Feel good about who you are, because you should. And I'm going to make sure you know how great you feel. This show is going to invigorate you. It's going to re-energize you. If you need it, you shouldn't even need it. But if you do, it's okay. We got plenty of energy going around over here. So that's why I want to talk to you about all the excuses that the Democrats are using. I want to show you how scared they are, because it's absolutely hysterical to listen to them. They're all over the map, folks, and none of it's good. They're trying to convince themselves that it's all okay. I promise you. You hear the real players. You learn how to discern the wheat from the chaff, how to read between the lines, detect weed from landscape, and you'll find out they are running scared. So why don't we begin with a guy, his name is Jose Aristimundo or something like that. Let's begin with him, because he gives an excuse after on the Tucker Carlson show that I find really kind of funny. When Tucker's asking him, what do the Democrats need to do? And just listen how they pivot. And we got others, folks. This is going to be a funny segment, a fun segment. Not funny, haha, but funny in the sense of seriously? So let's start there, and then we're going to shift around, and then I'm going to let you hear what I think is finally a Democrat who's sounding the alarm bell. And the question is, are they hearing it? Is it a dog whistle? Can they not hear it? Because we're hearing it loud and clear. Anyway, here's Aristimundo, or whatever his name is. Here we go.
Georgia was supposed to be won by Republicans by at least 20 points. It was won by Republicans by 4 points. Why? Because Republicans keep on losing their base. We are gaining momentum. We are going to win the House in 2018, I'm telling you. Remember, Georgia 6 wasn't supposed to be even be competitive. And it was, because this is a referendum on the president. Okay. People are tired of this nonsense.
Okay, so it sounds, I mean, I guess, you know, if I were a partisan, which I'm not really, but I would be pretty happy with your response, because what you seem to be saying is, everything is fine. Make no changes. We're doing great. We're going to win. When, in fact, as you know, as a numbers matter, Karen Handel won a higher percentage of the vote than Donald Trump won in that same district in November. So actually, you're moving in the wrong direction, but you don't see any need for a course correction at all?
Look, talking about change, talking about Nancy Pelosi, she's a great American, she's a great Democrat. Nancy Pelosi is not going anywhere. Nancy Pelosi is here to stay. At the same time, though, let me just say, Democrats across the country, we are recruiting young blood, new Democrats, to be candidates so that they can run, okay? And so they can impact solutions and look for solutions that real Americans are looking for. But she's not going anywhere.
What are they
going
to run on? My only point, I guess, would be that she lives in a very rarefied world. I mean, she represents a 100% urban district, one of the richest congressional districts in America. That is also one of the most liberal districts. Trump won under 10% in her district. So the question is, can someone who represents a place like that appeal to the voters you need, who are not hard partisans, but sort of on the fence? But you're obviously not going to engage in this. So let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
What should Democrats run on? Like, what's the message of the Democratic Party?
Well, really quickly, though, on Nancy Pelosi being out of touch because she's wealthy, and she is, or current President Donald Trump is out of touch. You want to talk about a rich guy? It's Donald Trump. You want to talk a guy who has more money than all of us put together? That's the President of the United States. So that's
look, I'm not attacking, you know, but you're kind of missing my point. I'm not attacking Pelosi for being rich, though it happens that she is. I'm merely saying that if you're trying to win over voters with a specific set of concerns, you want a leader who understands those concerns. And does she? And if she does, what are those concerns? Like, what are the Democrats going to run on? What's the message?
The Democrats are going to run on American values, okay? We need to create jobs, real jobs, okay? Real jobs, real jobs. We're talking about infrastructure. We're talking about real Americans, middle-class jobs. Not this nonsense that we have a current president that all he's doing is trying to divide us.
There you have it, everybody. They're recruiting young blood. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about, that was Jose Aristimundo, who was a staffer for the DNC or somebody, I don't know. And he's, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's true. He's a very unintelligent guy who's been trained to just parry. You know, it's like they got the little string in his back with the little loop around it. Oh, just Democrat talking points. Yeah, they're the Democrats. We will do it. The Democrats are great. The Democrats are great. Donald Trump is bad. Democrats are great. And because he's got a Mexican-sounding accent, Mexican, you know, Latino, they're going, hey, let's make sure that he's front and center so people hear people talking like this. We're going to do this because Donald Trump is no good for you. Yeah, you know, so they got it all. They played it up. The only thing they're missing is a message. We want to recruit young blood. You certainly need to. You got people that are 1,000 years old. Look at the average Democrat event. It used to be this. I'm telling you right now, with the Republicans, I'd go places and I jokingly said, if you're in your 50s, you're like a baby. You're like in diapers here. These people, 70, 80 years old. And look, I love them. But we have to inject some new blood. But here's the thing. All you got to do is let people grow up. All these youngsters that are Democrats that are out there, you know, protesting everything, mad about everything. Suddenly, 10 years later, you know what they are? They're parents. They got jobs. They're suffering the same fate of everything we preach about. You know what we've been concerned about? We've been concerned about, we don't have the conveyor belt that's creating these conservatives. You're right. We don't. We've got people that still think wrongly, but you know what always comes along to kick you in your butt? FICA. The government coming in and snatching a big part of your check, and you're going, what? That realization hits every single middle class kid, you know, kids getting out of school, finally getting the job, whatever, start calculating what they're going to need and all this, and go, you know what? I still need a roommate in New York. I still need a mother-in-law room or you know, a little shed or whatever in California. I can't afford to live my life on my terms. And then they go on to talk about Pelosi being out of touch. And Tucker's setting the guy. He's going, look, guys, you have a woman who's in an urban district that Trump only got 10% of the vote. Do you really believe that's the district that you should be basing your knowledge on? That should be your leader? He doesn't get it. You're attacking Pelosi's wealth. Donald Trump's richer than Pelosi. No. He's saying Pelosi is in one of the richest districts in the country, heavily leftist, and she's dyed in the wool. They love her point of view. Is she the person that should be trying to extend the tent? The guy doesn't get it. Donald Trump is richer. He's richer than all of us. He's more rich, 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 rich. So then Tucker finally gets him. He says, well, look, what do you want to do? How are you going to handle this? What is your solution? We must focus on American values. What? You mean make America great again? You mean putting America first? What is America values? Because I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who want to know exactly what that means to the left. Tell me what American values means to the left. See, Trump, make America great. Woohoo! That was his deal. And it was no bones about it. We are going to represent ourselves to be number one in the world, blah, blah, blah. this, that, and the other. And now the left is suddenly going back to that? Then the next thing he says, we want real jobs, like what, versus fake jobs? Donald Trump points to his jobs. Look, just so you understand where I'm going, I'm telling you the left doesn't even know that what they're pointing back to is everything that Donald Trump is doing. So when Donald Trump says they claim they want to create jobs, I took all this onerous legislation out and they fought me along the way. But you know what I still did? I created jobs. See, what's funny, I'm watching this new trend happen right before our very eyes. I heard Chuck Schumer say it, and I'll play his clip a little later. They want to make America believe as Donald Trump creates jobs that that's what they did. You're going to watch the left at some point jump on the bandwagon of Donald Trump and pretend that they put all the legislation in place to make these jobs occur. I listened to Chuck Schumer earlier and I went, I get it. This guy, we're going to create jobs, real jobs, infrastructure. What has Donald Trump talked about? He says, we're going to make America great again by rebuilding the roads and bridges. Now, we talked about this infrastructure project with Barack Obama. They were boondoggles. They were a waste of money. Trump is going to make sure this money goes to the right things. Contracts are not going to be let that people extend and milk and do everything else. He keeps coming back to, again, I'm talking about Aristomundo or Aristomuno. This guy, everything he said pointed exactly to what Donald Trump is currently doing. Everything. Now, how are you going to win on that? You're going to win the PR battle against Donald Trump? Donald Trump has already started creating jobs. He's talking about putting solar panels on a wall. What are you going to do when you're the left? Yeah, we got those jobs building that fence down in Mexico, on the border of Mexico, and Trump's going to go, what? You must be out of your mind. The Democrats trying to take credit for the wall. Remember when they didn't want to build the wall? Think about everything Donald Trump's going to be tweeting out as these jobs continue to occur. Folks, make no mistake about it. I know many of you don't understand the business aspects of what Donald Trump is doing. I've had a lot of people, Kevin, he's a businessman, but we can't always run like business. Yes, you can. Watch what he does and watch how the left gloms on.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats lost another special election this week in Georgia, Georgia 6. That's four in a row. Led to a lot of second-guessing by prominent Democrats, including Tim Ryan, Congressman Tim Ryan, who said, our brand, want to show it right there, our brand is worse than Trump.
Okay, here's the number one lesson from Georgia 6. Democrats need a strong, bold, sharp-edged, and common-sense economic agenda. Policy, platform, message that appeal to the middle class, that resonate with the middle class, and can show that and unite Democrats. That's what I've been working on for months, and I've been talking to Democrats, House and Senate, all across the country. I've been talking to Trump voters. I was at a Yankee game Saturday night, and I sat next to someone, you know, just because that's how the seats were. We sit in the grandstand wearing I'm proud to be a deplorable voter, a truck driver. This economic message platform is going to resonate. It's what we were missing, and it's not going to be baby steps. It's going to be bold. We're coming out with it this summer, within a month. You will see it, and Democrats will try to sit legislatively for a year and campaign on it in 2018. It's what we were missing in 2016 and in the past. We know that. When you lose an election, you don't blame other people. You blame yourself.
Congressman Ryan and others say it may be necessary but not sufficient. Also, they say Nancy Pelosi has to go.
Yeah, they always blame the leader. I think if we come up with this strong, bold economic package, it will change things around. That's what we were missing. People don't like Trump. He's at 40%. But they say, what the heck do the Democrats stand for? Ryan has a point here. We better stand for something, and it can't be baby steps. People, Democrats, are going to be pleased. I'm talking to Bernie Sanders. I'm talking to Joe Manchin. This is going to be really something that Democrats can be proud of, and I'm excited about it.
Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Chuck is excited. Chuck Schumer. Woo! We have a bold new plan. It's bold. It's a common sense economic agenda. Yay! Strange! Boy, can you pick this apart? I love it. Here's what's funny about the left. Let's just parse this for a little bit. First of all, it's bold common sense economic agenda. Now, since when is the common sense thing with anything that the Democrats have ever told you had common sense occurred? When's that occurred? I would love for somebody to tell me, oh, Kevin, yeah, it was a common sense gun control that's getting people killed in Chicago in droves. It's common sense tax reform that's led to $20 trillion of debt with no end in sight until Donald Trump came along. It's common sense policies of the Obama administration that have crushed the capitalists in America. Chase people offshore all the time. Common sense, y'all. Come on now. So they got a common sense economic agenda. And I love, and here's what he says. Chuck Schumer says, it will appeal to the Democrats. Okay, maybe you're not getting it. He's not even talking to Republicans. He's not talking to moderates. He's telling you this is going to appeal to Democrats. Congratulations. You tried it. Oh, no, they didn't. No, they couldn't have tried it. Why? Because Chuck said, I've been working on this for months. Yeah, see, Chuck just got on the job here. He's been working on it for months. Common sense. Let me put this in your head, a little thought in your head. What was he doing before that? Non-common sense economic reforms. What kind of economic reforms were happening prior to Donald Trump if he's now starting to address common sense economics? He says, we're going to give you a bold common sense economic agenda. Those were his exact words. Don't be looking at me like that. Don't you be looking at me. So my question, Chuck, you had 8 years to build a bold common sense economic agenda. Or, just out of curiosity, are you telling us that what Barack Obama did wasn't a bold common sense economic objective? Oh, was it just common sense or was it just bold? Was it either of those? Oh, allow me to answer. It was an idiotic economic agenda. And it appealed to Democrats. But now Chuck, he's on the loose. Chuck's been working on it for months. And I love this. You got to love how these guys lie right to your face. Because you know what Chuck said? He went on to say right after that, I've been out talking to voters. I even talked to Trump voters. Wow. What? To talk about your common sense economic agenda that you want to appeal to Democrats and you're talking to Trump voters? Why on earth would you do that, Chuck? So Chuck says, in New York, I saw a guy at a ball game. A Trump guy. Why did I know he was a Trump guy? He was wearing his Make America Great Again or I'm for Trump or what do you call it? The deplorable shirt. So I sat next to him at a game. I took a survey of Trump voters. And you know what? A survey of Trump voters like my common sense economic agenda. Oh, hold on a minute. My bold common sense economic agenda. Well, there you have it. Chuck supposedly talked to one Trump voter. So, ergo, yay verily, he's gotten the absolute feedback that everything he's been talking about is right on track. Yeah. And you know what he says? After that, it's what we've been missing. Wait a minute. I go back to baby black Jesus. What was baby black Jesus doing? He said, it's what we've been missing, bold. And then he sold another lie. Did you hear it? Maybe you didn't catch it. He says, when you lose an election, you don't blame other people. Yeah. Hey, Chuck, how's that working out? Not blaming other people, like the Russians, like James Comey, like white men, like misogyny, like conservatives that don't get it, the stupid people, the deplorables. Yeah, how's that working out for you, that not blaming anybody for your loss? The look introspective. Let me tell you something. If you've ever lost anything in your life, you're running track and you lost, do you go, you know what? I don't need to think. I lost because that other guy, he might have been faster on the track, but that doesn't mean he can outrun me. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's kind of what it means. I lost the fight, but there's no sense going back and looking at the film. There's no sense understanding why the guy was able to get in with the left, or I kept being susceptible to the right cross, or he was able to kick my legs at will and I couldn't check him or whatever. Yeah, there's no sense looking at the film and understanding why he lost. He wasn't better than you. He just beat you that night. Yeah. But Chuck says, hey, when you lose, you don't blame other people. You just change your common sense agenda. You change your economic agenda from bold to bold common sense. Or from common sense to I don't know. I don't know how he was using the adjectives before, because as I have alluded, it didn't seem like Chuck had much of an economic agenda with Barack Obama. Then he goes back, he repeats it. Strong, bold economic package. See, they're testing this stuff. And I'm cracking up because you talk about playing into Donald Trump's hands. The only thing Chuck Schumer is trying to do here, and I said it earlier, I alluded to it, he wants to steal the Trump economic agenda. The Democrats will try to take credit for what Trump is already doing. That's what they're going to do. Now, you tell me how they're going to do that when Trump says, we're getting rid of climate farce, we're deregulating, we're going to take all the regulations from the government back out, which released $2 trillion back to companies in fake money, but money that they can actually use because they don't have to fight this crap anymore. They don't have to fight the EPA. They don't have to fight OSHA over stuff that we're already protecting each other from. So these companies are feasting already. The jobs are, why do you think the unemployment rate keeps dropping even as people are looking for jobs? Chuck Schumer says, it can't be baby steps. No, it's got to be bold. It's got to be strong. See, they love those words because they poll tested these words and they know that Donald Trump exudes strength. He exudes getting it done, achievement, success. And they're trying to figure out a way. How do we get this message? Because that is uniquely Donald Trump's message. That has never been the message of the left. How do you do it? And then he goes on to say this. We're even talking to Bernie Sanders. Bernie may be in prison. He's under investigation, he and his wife. But let's say you are talking to Bernie Sanders. Exactly about what? How to be a fake so you can get an $80,000 car and a second house that's worth $600,000 while you tell your constituents you're against the poor people? The Chuck says, couldn't be more proud. He's excited. Yeah, me too. I'm excited that the Democrats think this lame brain idea is going to work. Congratulations, guys.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.